I'd like to call this meeting of the Health and Social Services Committee together this morning, June 18th. Begin with a prayer. I'd like to ask our guest, Dr. Shaw, would you be so kind to give us a morning prayer? Amen. Thank you, sir. We would run along. We have roll call, please, for our presence.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler? Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Pratt?
That's here.
Speaker Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present. And I did get a call from Congresswoman Lemon, who is not going to be present today due to illness and recovering from that, and we wish her well. Moving along, we're going to take care of our minutes at this time. I think we have two separate minutes that we need to consider. I'll give you a moment to look at the minutes from April 18th and also April 23rd. If there's any additions, corrections, deletions, please let us know. Deal with April 18th first. As we reflect on the minutes, just to put on our minutes, I do declare that there is a quorum present. Members of the committee, is there any movement on approval of the minutes for April 18th?
Motion to approve minutes from April 18th Health Committee meeting.
Second. Have a motion made and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Minutes are approved. One moment.
I was going to abstain because I'm not, I don't know. I'm not, yeah, I wasn't even on the committee.
The minutes are approved for April 18th. Please consider now April 23rd. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make a motion to approve minutes from April 23rd on Health and Social Services.
The motion's been made. Do I hear a second? Congresswoman Pratt.
I have a question on page 2. It says, open the floor for nominations for the position of Appropriations Committee Representative of the Government Operations Committee. It's probably a cut and paste. Can you change that to the Health and Social Services Committee?
Okay, so noted. Thank you.
Okay. So now I'll second.
Okay. Second to approving the amended, the agenda as amended. Those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. The minutes are approved. And our agenda, we have one item, the consideration of ONC R 1916, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, sole source FY20, with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent of jurisdiction. Sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. And I'd like to turn this over to Congresswoman Pratt and our Dr. Shaw, who's also present.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is an annual. Dr. Shaw reached out to me because I have sponsored this resolution for a limited waiver in the past. It's an annual thing, and it's regarding the drug court program. So it's a pretty simple process that we continue to do year after year. If you'd like additional details regarding specifics, I invite Congressman, former Congressman Dr. Shaw over here to the table to discuss.
Dr. Shaw, please join us at the table, and like to note that Congresswoman Stabler is present. Dr. Shaw, as you come, and as Congresswoman Pratt said, this is more or less a renewal, is it not, of programs, a continuation of what we already have in place?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your allowing me to speak at the meeting here. This is a contract with the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, which funds a drug court contract through which the Osage Nation Counseling Center sees both natives and non-natives upon referral from the court as a diversion program to allow people to complete drug court counseling and supervision as an alternative to a prison sentence or other findings. So therapy instead of punishment is really the drug court premise. There are other forms of it, other tribes, wellness courts, but here it's still the drug court. One of these days they may come up with a softer name than drug court, like wellness court, but still the drug court for people who have drug charges. In any event, our funding is from the state for this program, and it is awarded every year, and our contract runs July 1st to June 30th. So our 2019 contract is winding down at the end of this month, and we'll start again July 1st. The peculiar thing about this contract is that even though it starts July 1, 2019, we don't, and then we go into the 2020 contract here, we don't actually get the 2020 contract from the state until later in the year. Same thing for the last 3 years. The state's late on getting their contracts, but yet they require all of their disputes to be settled in the state court system, which for us means they either have to take it out or we have to have a limited waiver. And so that's how we come to the Congress with this resolution to request a limited waiver. The state won't budge on taking that out or having any contract disputes heard in the tribal court, so it requires a limited waiver. And my previous acting counseling director says we've been doing this for 14 years. And so the contract will be coming out. It rarely changes at all, but we do need to have the limited waiver in a perfect world before the new contract starts. So that's why we're here adding it on to this special session. The chief, my understanding is he added it to the call as number 11. And so that's what we have here. And Congresswoman Pratt was very gracious in sponsoring this and bringing it before you.
Thank you. I have a question in regards to the wording here, and it says the state, you know, offers a compensation. Is that a one-time thing? They offer us a lump sum of dollars, or how does that work? It says here that has offered to provide compensation to the Osage Nation for treatment services.
We provide individual counseling, group counseling, and drug screening as patients are in there. And so what our goal is to give us monies to help offset those services. So the compensation is really to offset those services.
How does that work? Do we get reimbursed for a service, or do they give us a chunk of change in the beginning?
We get reimbursed, my understanding is a drawdown over the year for that drug court contract. And so it would be difficult if that was your only client was the drug court, because you obviously have to have funding to get started, to have some infrastructure up front, or you can't wait. But since we provide other services other than drug court counseling, you know, we have the infrastructure already in place.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any other questions of Congresswoman Pratt?
If there aren't any more questions, I was going to move to report ONCR 1916 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion carries. I shall report this out in today's session, that we have a committee report of a due pass. With that said, go into our next agenda item is number 6, adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are adjourned. Thank you, Doctor. I like these meetings.